We're up to Simon Tofresh Lamed Vav. We shall be learning Lamed Vav as well as a little bit of Lamed Zayin as well. Mitzvah. We're going to touch on really important topics such as what happens if a person has got a sukkah that's been standing, from a long time ago. Do you have to do something, or is it a valid sukkah without doing anything? Can you just leave a sukkah from year to year, from a half year ago, or from last year? Do you have to do anything or not? You have to. We'll talk about that. And then we'll be touching on Lamed Zayin. Tofresh Lamed Zayin, we'll be touching on the topic of can you make a sukkah in public domain? If you've got like in the front garden, but beyond the front garden, it's the public area. You're allowed to make a sukkah there. What about Netzol? What about here? Do you have to ask permission from the local council, or do you have to? Can you just do it?
Take a week to respond.
You had to ask permission, and then after say, "Oh, that's a good idea." That's, yeah. I wouldn't have expected that from Edgeware, but I can think of that. Yeah, very good, definitely. Yeah, no complaint, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be talking about that as well in Yitzhak Hashem. Are you allowed to go into somebody else's sukkah without asking his permission? If your sukkah roof comes down, your schach comes down, and you wanna, and you can just get into the neighbor's sukkah. Can you just go into the neighbor's sukkah where he davens in a different shul that finishes much later? Can you just sneak in, have your meal, and sneak out? Or can you not do that? Something we'll be talking about as well in Yitzhak Hashem. Okay, let's start with Tofresh Lamed Vav. Seif Aleph. Din sukkah is shana, and literally an old sukkah. What is an old sukkah? So says the Mechaber in Seif Aleph. Sukkah is shana. Have you got the yeah, sukkah is shana. If you've got an old sukkah. Dehainu, meaning, she'asah, if somebody made a sukkah before 30 days before Yom Tov. Okay, somebody made a sukkah more than 30 days before Yom Tov. Kshera, the sukkah is kosher. Ubilvat, however, there's the following condition applies. Sheichadesh ba'dava, you should make a chidush in it, an innovation in it, a chidush in it. Ata, now begufa, on its physical, on its body, as it were, l'shem sukkah, for the sake of sukkah. You need to make a physical chiddush on the sukkah. We're going to see it actually means the schach. And ve'afilu betefach al tefach sagi, even if it's just a tiny area that you mechadish, we're going to see what mechadish means, a tiny area you mechadish, that's sufficient, imum b'mokam echad, if it's in one place. Ve'im ha'chiddush al tnei kula, and if you're making the chiddush right across the old schach, sagi, it's sufficient afil b'chol, even a tiny bit of chiddush, we'll see what that means. V'im ha'so l'shem chag, afilu mitchilas ha'shon ha'ksher b'lo chiddush. If you're making it, if you built the sukkah initially for the purpose of sukkahs, important point, if you, when you made the sukkah, you had, all you did it for was for sukkahs, then ksher b'lo chiddush, it's kosher without chiddush. So Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit, so let's just see what Mishnah Berurah says. Sef Katan Aleph, sukkah is shana, Perish haschach yoshan. We're talking about, says Mishnah Berurah, about an old schach. Aval betfanois leslam balikul alme. Well, all this simon is referring to old schach. Schach that's been put up a long time ago. But as far as the wall is concerned, it doesn't matter. It can be there from your grandmother's times. It doesn't make a difference at all. It can be from years. The walls, we don't worry about the walls. It's all about the schach. Mishnah Berurah says it. Yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah paskens. It doesn't bring any cholkim. Are you aware of somebody who's cholik on that? No, no. Because generally, when we speak about a sukkah, it makes sense. I mean, one could argue the other way, but it definitely makes sense. And when it talks about a sukkah, they're talking about the main part of the sukkah, which is it's schach. Right. Sif cotton base. Shalson kodim sheikansu. Dilu b'soich shloishim. Now, if it's within 30, if you're doing the sukkah within 30 days, it's definitely okay. Whatever it is, within 30 days, it's always fine. Why? Since it's already 30 days before Yom Tov, that we normally already tend to learn with the halachas regarding that Yom Tov. Is automatically Shem Chag. Now, we are well beyond that level of learning halacha. Because we always we don't only learn 30 days before Yom Tov the relevant halachas. We do that sometimes much more than that. But there is a concept, a halachic concept of 30 days before the Yom Tov. 30 days before Yom Tov, you learn it's appropriate, it's relevant halachas. And therefore, always the 30 days before Yom Tov is considered close connection to the Yom Tov. Therefore, if you build a sukkah from 30 days before Sukkot onwards, it's automatically considered a kosher sukkah. You don't have to, it's automatically because it's within the 30 days. Within 30 days. Shloshim Yoim, Sivkot and Gimel explains the following. Shloshim Yoim, Lav Dafke, Du Adin Afilo Betchilas Hashanah Kshayro. The truth is that the 30 days is only, if you don't make a chiddush, then the 30 days is relevant. But if you did within 30 days, even if you don't make a chiddush, it's okay. Kshayro. Tafilim Masol Shloshim Chag, Gag Hashem Tzel Baal Megam Kshayro Kital Tzim Tov Rish Lamed Hei. Sivkot and Dalet explains the following. Bilvad Sheichadish. Hainu lechatchile velemitzvah ba'alme. Mishnebura holds, and on this point, there is actually chaykim. Mishnebura holds that if you made a sukkah without chiddush, it's b'di'evet, it's okay. Say that you made a sukkah that half a year ago, and you just made it stam, and you didn't. You never were mechadish the sukkah. You never lifted it up. The mechadish means to lift it up or to do something on the body of the sukkah. Then. If you didn't do that, according to Mishnebura, lechatchile you should, but yeah, but it's still fine. Kidei shelo lehatir afilo osam etchila l'shem dira. He says because if you the reason why it's a problem is because if you wouldn't, because in order that people shouldn't allow even a sukkah which was made l'shem dira, which of course we know is also as we learned yesterday. Das poslo mederaisik dal tzim tofresh lamitei. That's what the Mishnebura says. In other words, let's see what first Sivkotan. Hey, what is the chiddush? What does the chiddush mean? Mishnebura Sivkotan explains. Roitzelam aichadish koidim yomtev beguf aschach. So what is it to be mechadish? You mechadish before yomtev beguf on the guf aschach. Tainu shaniach boschach meat. Add a bit of schach ketefach al tefach merubek delekamei. If you add a square tefach of schach on top, that is sufficient. That's what you don't have to actually lift it up. You don't have to go lift it up. If you put additional schach on it, that's considered the chiddush and it's fine. Seif cotton vav im achiddush al pnei kol roitzen lema shehoylech al pnei kol oirich asuka. If you're spreading it all the way across or al kol pnei kol rochvoy all the width. It doesn't have to be thick, if just a little bit, if it's right across, it's fine. So let's recap that. The halacha is as follows. Let's just get that clear. If you did the sukkah, l'shem sukkah, or for shade purpose, then it's anywhere, even if you do it a year ago, it's fine. Even if you did it half a year ago, whatever, however long ago you did. If you did the purpose, if you did a mitzvah, if you built the sukkah for the purpose of shade or the purpose of sukkah of the mitzvah, it's definitely okay. What's the 30-day business? The 30-day business is that if you made the sukkah l'shem dira, for, what could you make a shed for? Give me an example. You're doing a shed for storage. You made a sukkah for storage purpose. So now it depends. If you did it within 30 days, we're allowing it. We're saying it's fine because within 30 days, you probably had sukkahs in the back of your mind, subconsciously had sukkahs in mind as well, and it's fine. But if you made it over 30 days ago, you have to mechadish something on that sukkah. What does it mean to mechadish something on that sukkah? You have to make a tefach al tefach, you have to add a bit of schach there, do something for the purpose of the mitzvah, and then it's okay. That's what the Sif teaches us. Okay, Sif base. Sif base. Is that a picture of Siv Beis? Can you have a look? So Yotzer Klei Cheres. If there is somebody who creates earthenware, Yotzer Klei Cheres. He makes earthenware. Sheyesh lo shtei sukkos, and it's got two sukkos. It's got two sukkos, two sheds. Zu lifni mizu, one before the other. One exterior, one interior one. Voisek tiroisa bepnimis, vumorcho bechitsoino. So you have a person, individual, who's selling earthenware. So what does he do? He doesn't actually just sell them, he actually creates them as well. So he makes the earthenware in the interior sukkah. That's where he actually makes it. That's his factory. But then he's got another one, where the external one, that's where he sells his items. They're both covering. There's got both schach there. Now, can you use this as a sukkah or not? So this says the Shulchan Aruch. Hapnim is any yotzei over the sukkah. The internal one, the inside one, he's not allowed to use as a sukkah. Kimin shidirosu kalashana, because that's where he spends most of the time. That's the factory, and that's where he probably, arguably, that's where he spends most of the time. He's making not selling, but making the his earthenware. And therefore, over there, you can't use that as a sukkah. Since that's his dwelling place the entire year, it's not recognizable. They're sitting there for mitzvah purpose on sukkahs. The exterior one, since he's not there all year. So I think this is really important, Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to soon ask what you think about people who have got their sukkahs in their houses. But I think it has got to do with it. Tell me what you think. You've got over here a person who has got two sheds. One is the inside one. The inside one, that's where he actually makes his earthenware. And that's actually also where he lives. That's probably where he lives as well. Okay. He's got outside that, he's got an exterior one. And that's where he sells his items. That's where they're stocked up. And somebody comes where you're selling. And that's where he sells the items. He doesn't spend so much time there now. They're both made out of schach, four walls. Schach, four walls. Question is, can you... On sukkahs, he's not going to sell, and he's not going to make any sukkahs. So can he just spend sukkahs? Can he just say, you know what, let me save myself the bother of making a sukkah, might as well use this as a sukkah. Can he do so? Yes or no? Shulchan Aruch teaches us, the outside one, he can. The inside one, he can't. Why can't he? Because that's where he spends anyway, says Shulchan Aruch, most of his time anyway. So it doesn't look like he's doing anything for sukkahs anyway. That's where he spends most time anyway, so he's not doing anything for sukkahs. So that's no good sukkah. It's not nikkah, it's not recognizable that he's spending most of the time. He's not did anything for the purpose of mitzvah, therefore it's a posel sukkah. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Now, the question I'm asking is the following. What do you think about the sukkahs that people have in their houses?
It's open.
It's open.
According to what you said, it's a big problem.
It's a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit more relevant to the end of Sif Aleph, we just said. I mean, Sif Beis, none of this was made for sukkah or for shade purposes, really. Maybe the external one. But in the first case, presumably, when you make a sukkah room in your house, you're making it and you're putting the stuff on dafka for the sake of having a sukkah.
Right.
So isn't it more comparable?
Very good. Very good. Very good. Yeah. I think this is a very good answer. I think it's very good. The answer is that it's not really comparable, because what I was comparing now was. Somewhere, the Shulchan Aruch's case is, as you pointed out, the sukkah is there anyway. The schach is there anyway. So that the question is, can you use that as a sukkah? And the answer is, inside one, you can't. But however, the cases that people have in the dining rooms, they've got a sukkah. They use that as a sukkah. That's not comparable, because over there, what do? They put the schach there on. They put the schach there on for sukkahs. So therefore it's not comparable. But they put the schach, as we discussed, they've got an aleph, that it's the schach that is the crucial point over here. And since they make a new schach, therefore it's okay. Therefore it's okay. So they have to mechadish it, but beyond that, it's fine.
Every year.
Yeah.
Even though the first time they have an understanding.
No, you're right. If they do it l'shem sukkah, yeah, they probably do. Then you're right. They're probably going to... Yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I know it's not a halakhic issue, but isn't there the idea of the same to go out?
Yeah, there is that idea. That is the idea. Yeah, there is definitely the idea. It's a very valid point. It definitely the idea of going out. As the Gemara says, you should go from your regular house into a temporary, but you should definitely do that. The Gemara says that. So there's definitely a part, but halakhically speaking, it's not an absolute requirement. Yeah, as far as that is concerned. So that's that. So that's very interesting. By the way, I know one place in Stamford Hill that they made their bedroom. They put the schach in the bedroom. I think that's really, really interesting. It's really, really interesting. Because the dining room, because they claim that they're not going to sleep there. They want to fulfill the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah as well. So you can always eat there, I suppose. Or they made maybe an additional sukkah outside to eat, and I'm not sure, but they want to make sure to fulfill the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah as well. So that's I think it's an interesting thought. Tafresh lamed zayin din sukkah sheula or gzula. Okay, now we're going to talk about the cases of din sukkah sheula, a sukkah which was borrowed. A borrowed sukkah or gzula, stolen sukkah. Mi shaloi asa sukkah. Somebody who did not make a sukkah. Says Shulchan Aruch. Ben b'shoigeg, whether unintentionally, ben b'mezid or intentionally. Oy says sukkah, he's allowed to make a sukkah b'chulo shel moed, on chol ha-moed, you're allowed to make a sukkah. Afilu b'soif yom shivin, on the end of the seventh day. V'chein, and also, yocholot says m'sukkah. Zu, you're allowed to, always at any time, allowed to go from one sukkah, v'leisha b'acheres, and go into a different sukkah. At any time, you can change sukkahs, that's not a problem. Now, what about, Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah addresses an interesting point. Siv Katan Aleph. Are you allowed to ask if the schach falls down on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to ask a goy to put the schach back up? Can't put schach up on Chol HaMoed? If the schach comes down. Not on Chol HaMoed, excuse me, on Yom Tov. You can't? What do you think? Yeah, so what? Was on Sukkot, you're allowed to? So, Mishnah Berurah says over here, in the end of Siv Katan Aleph, Uv Yom Tov, I mean, not the end, the end of the first line of that Mishnah Berurah, Uv Yom Tov also lakim, you're allowed to make a Sukkot on Yom Tov, v'afil im haruach chippil memenu rak miktsas min haschach levad, even if the wind blew away partially a bit of the schach, you still can't, and lehoisiv b'yom tov atzmi, you're not allowed to be adding, you're not allowed to add to the schach on Yom Tov. V'al de'akum with a goy, afilu nofal haschach kulo, even if the entire schach fell down, gam kein yesh lehat, you're allowed to put schach back on for a goy. Yeah, it probably is a shvus teshvus, and it's certainly been mokha mitzvah, therefore if you haven't got any other sukkah, you're certainly allowed to ask a goy. Yes, a shvus teshvus, you're allowed to ask a goy. Shez Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to ask a goy to put the schach back up. Okay, there's actually a stir in Mishnah Berurah about that, but we seem to pass it like this Mishnah Berurah over here. Yeah, you're allowed to ask a goy, the schach falls down, you're allowed to ask a goy to put it back up. Yeah. Pay him. You can pay him. That's a good question. Pardon? Yeah, for the whiskey, yeah. Yeah, that you're allowed to do. Derech ma tonne. I'm not sure you're allowed to actually straight out pay him, probably not. But you're allowed to, by the way, you probably wouldn't.
Give him a gift.
Yeah, you could probably do that. Yeah, that for sure. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah says, what about, we said on Chol HaMoed, we said you're allowed to build a sukkah again. If it falls down, you're allowed to put the sukkah. What if it's a, if the sukkah is a masa uman, a really complex, it's complicated to build a sukkah. It's a hard one. It's just a hard one. It's really hard. It's a hard one to put up. So it's considered a masa uman. If it is considered a masa uman, are you allowed to ask? Are you allowed to build yourself a masa uman sukkah on sukkahs? Chol HaMoed? We learned that masa uman is much more severe. You're allowed to, on Chol HaMoed? But we're learning that you're allowed to make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. But I'm asking, what about a masa uman, which is more complex? What would you say?
A bit more lean in anyway, after the first day Yom
Tov. Yeah. She's saying, more lenient with regards to, that it should be okay to do it.
Yeah.
You have thought that it's okay to build that. The truth, yeah, you, what do you think, masa uman should be also?
We're problematic.
Yeah. The Emma says that the poskim actually do allow it. They do allow Ma'aseh Uman because of the, if you haven't gone all the sukkah, they'd be allowing even Ma'aseh Uman sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Now, Seif Beis, Yoitzin B'Sukkah She'ula, you're allowed to go on a borrowed sukkah. Also a sukkah that is, belongs to several people. Self-understood to us, but the Gemara does speak about it. A sukkah that belongs to a number of people, you're allowed to, definitely you're allowed to be yotze, partnership sukkah. Yeah. Now, Siv Gemal is already a bit, it's the following. Sukkah gzula, a stolen sukkah, ksheira is kosher. What is he referring to? Keitzad, im tokav al chaveiroi, I go to your house, and I throw you out of the house. I go into your sukkah and I throw you out of the sukkah. I say, get out of here. It's yours. But I say, the gozla, and I sit in it. I steal it. And I sit in it. Yotza. She'ena kaka negzeles. So if I go into your garden and I push you away and I say, I want to do the mitzvah here, and I'm basically stealing. So that's actually, you're actually yotza. Because you can't steal kaka. The Gemara says, kaka and negzeles. You haven't stolen anything effectively. Kaka and Nigzalis, it's still his ground. And therefore, it's still his back garden. And therefore, what are you doing? I'm just sitting in his sukkah. But I didn't steal anything from him. I just threw him out of his house. But it doesn't mean I stole it. It's still his. Does that make sense what I'm saying? And therefore, you can fulfill the mitzvah in there.
I'm sure the sukkah can't be considered part of the ground, the land.
It is.
Yeah?
Because, because I'm not moving the sukkah at all. I'm going to your garden and I say, and I push you away. In the middle of your meal, I'm pushing you away. I'm going to have the meal now out of here. And I'm pushing you away and you run away. So that's, what did I steal? Did I steal anything? I didn't steal, it's still yours. I didn't manage to steal it. It's different than if I steal your Mishneh Berurah. Because if I've stolen Mishneh Berurah, it actually works. I've stolen the Mishneh Berurah. But if I throw you from your own field, from your own place, I didn't actually do anything. Yeah, but that's true. You have done plenty of Isurim, but it's not that you have done plenty of Isurim, certainly. But as far as Mitzvah Be'aveir is concerned, it's not Mitzvah Abo Be'aveir over here. Because the Mitzvah Abo Be'aveir needs to be simultaneous. I need to fulfill the Mitzvah whilst I've done the Aveira, only then we say Mitzvah Abo Be'aveir. Over here, I did an Aveira. Admittedly, I did an Aveira. I pushed you away. But when I fulfill the Mitzvah, it's already past the Aveira. And therefore, as far as that is concerned, I'm actually fulfilling the Mitzvah. I'm fulfilling the Mitzvah. So a karka is different. Field is different because you can't steal. The with regards to stealing an item, well, steal an item. I've stolen it. I managed to steal it, but karka ain't an exalus. Yeah. Now, tokaf push tokaf. Yeah. It's a lashon. Tokaf literally means strength. You were stronger than your friend, and you managed to push him away. So going back to the question before, says the Rama, Miu, however, lechatchila leyeshev adam besukas chaveiroi shaloi midaito. Don't go into somebody else's sukkah without his permission. Kol shkinim daito ligozla. Certainly, if you intend to steal it. So in other words, don't go into somebody else's sukkah without his explicit permission. Okay, let's stop here for a minute before the V'chein. So it says over here that you shouldn't go into somebody else's sukkah without permission. It says in the Mishnah Sifkot and Tes, there's various halachas over here which are really interesting. Sifkot and Tes. Sometimes the owner of the sukkah doesn't want you to come into the sukkah. You can't just assume you can go into somebody else's sukkah. Of course you can't assume you can go. And I must say, we picture our sukkahs in the, where are our sukkahs generally? In the back garden. But if you think about an Eretz Yisrael, the sukkahs are not in the back garden. You could have, on a street, many, many sukkahs. So you could just, in theory, you know that he's davening very late. I might just go in and I'm going to keep it clean. He won't even notice I was there. I'll brush it.
Isn't there a principle that we have that say someone should use your standard? Let's say you're not around.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't mind you using it.
Beautiful. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say in a minute. That's exactly the next line of the Mishnah Berurah. Precisely that point. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, Bruchim Abayim, and then it's fine. He said, if it's Bruchim. Yeah, but do you mean it, even without your permission?
Yeah, because it happened to us, although we were not Shomer Shabbat, but we were kids in Elat. We did a sukkah in the communal garden, and tourists used to come.
Eat breakfast. Oh, look at that. Beautiful, they just came, and you were happy with it.
Apparently, now I learned that we did a sukkah kshera. We didn't know the halachot.
Not only that, but you did a huge mitzvah as well. Yeah. Beautiful. See that? You just have an open sukkah, whoever wants to come, to have breakfast. Breakfast was provided?
No.
No, that yet is up. But otherwise, you just come and have breakfast. Beautiful. It's very nice. We should introduce that here as well, maybe. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Next week.
So he says, and now comes Mama's your point. You are allowed to sit in the sukkah of your friend when he's not there. If you know that he doesn't care about it, because the concept applied, that's the concept that you are referring to. Mitzvah le'inish, and nichel le'inish, it is good for a person. A person is happy that another person fulfills a mitzvah with these items. In fact, we spoke about the shtender, we spoke about talis, we spoke about various in the past. So I'm assuming that you want, you know, I can just use your Mishnah Berurah because I assume that a sif is a bit different maybe, but certainly if you've got a talis or every case that I'm thinking now has got some a siddur maybe. Yes, Sfarim is a bit more controversial because but let's leave that issue out. But generally speaking, a shtender, I'm assuming that you know that you don't mind. that you don't mind. So nichalel einish, a person is happy that you know somebody else is going to fulfill a mitzvah with it. So the same here as well. So if it's that kind of situation, then you can assume that that it's fine. You can just walk into somebody else's sukkah and then fulfill the mitzvah there. But he does finish off saying the following: if there is potential that he's going to come in the meantime, after base aknisa einu sham lo ikonish lo midato. In other words, ideally don't do that. If you're thinking he may show up, don't just go into the sukkah, because although he may allow it, but he's going to feel uncomfortable. He walks in, and then you're going to be uncomfortable. He's going to be uncomfortable, and it's just not the right thing to do. In other words, it's just not the right thing to do. Although halachically speaking, the concept of nichel ele inish does apply, but if in doubt, try to ask in permission beforehand. We'll stop over here. We'll carry on with the question of the public domain. We'll carry on with that. The next part of the Ramot Tomorrow, Im Yatzah Hashem.